WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Governor Northam suspends a policy that allowed prison officials in Buckingham County to strip search an 8-year-old girl who was visiting her father. UVA physicists are working on a big project that could rewrite the physics books. And this week, a statue mirroring and challenging Confederate monuments, it's called Rumors of War, will be installed at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts. And we have a preview. This is the WMRA Daily for Monday, December 9th. Governor Ralph Northam said on Friday that he has suspended a policy that allowed prison officials to strip search an 8-year-old girl who was visiting her father. The Virginian Pilot reported that prison officials had breached protocol when they strip searched the girl before allowing her to visit her father. The father's girlfriend accompanied the child to Buckingham Correctional Center in Dilwyn just before Thanksgiving. Diamond Pierman says she and the girl were circled by a Virginia Department of Corrections dog trained to sniff out contraband. Pierman was singled out by the dog and told by prison officials that both she and the girl had to be searched. Pierman says both she and the girl removed all their clothes and were searched, and that they were then allowed a visit, but only through glass. Corrections policy states that a legal parent or guardian must consent to a minor being searched. Pierman, the father's girlfriend, says she told guards that she was not the 8-year-old's legal guardian, but that they told her she had to sign the consent form anyway. Governor Northam will unveil some of his top spending priorities on Monday ahead of next year's legislative session. Passing a 2-year state spending plan will be a top priority for lawmakers. Northam, a Democrat, will be looking to take advantage of a partisan shift at the State House to push through his priorities and how the state collects and spends money. Physicists at the University of Virginia are building a key component to one of the largest and most complex physics experiments ever conducted in the United States. As Charles Fishburne from VPM News reports, it could rewrite the physics books.
The subatomic muon particles appear to be morphing into electrons.
This can't happen.
So, UVA physicist Craig Dukes and his team have built a muon detector to find out why.
We need to make about as many of these muons as there are grains of sand on all the beaches in the world. And then we're going to look at them to do something that's forbidden.
If they catch them at it, it might help explain dark matter, fill gaps in our understanding of the universe, rewrite particle physics books.
And so if we see this, it's evidence that there's some new physics there.
Meanwhile, muon detectors could find radiation in food, hidden chambers in the Great Pyramid, bad guys with suitcase bombs. But that's just the start.
I think the detectors that we build can be used for things that we just can't imagine. General relativity, when Einstein came up with it a little bit more than 100 years ago, no one thought it'd be of any use for anybody except perhaps a few cosmologists. And now it's extremely important. The global positioning system that we have would not work if we didn't understand general relativity. And of course, we use that system for everything. We'll probably be using it to drive our cars in a few years' time. It's sort of like sending your ships out before we really had discovered much of what was in the world, and hopefully you'll find something. And I like that, actually.
The U.S. Department of Energy is betting $271 million. They will. And UVA's detector is being assembled right now at DOE's Fermi Lab just outside Chicago. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
Ever since the Trump administration spiked the individual mandate for health insurance back in 2017, young people have avoided signing up for health insurance. Now, one Virginia representative supports a proposal aimed at getting more young people into the insurance pool. From Virginia Public Radio, Michael Pope reports.
Congressman Donald McEachin says tax credits for health insurance are needed to persuade young people to sign up for health insurance, a way to counteract the trend of people under the age of 35 who decide they can't afford health insurance. Sabrina Corlett at Georgetown University says that's not just good for young people, it's also a financial benefit to people over the age of 35.
If you bring more young people into the insurance pool, that means that on average, the pool will likely be healthier, and that makes premiums more affordable for everybody across the board.
But will restoring a piece of Obamacare fly in a divided Washington? Congressman McEachin says he thinks so.
We just passed robocalls. and health insurance shouldn't be a partisan issue, so I remain hopeful. I'm the eternal optimist.
The bill would cap health insurance premiums at a maximum percentage of a person's income, and the value of the tax credit would decline in phases approaching the 35th birthday. I'm Michael Pope.
Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says he supports changes to Virginia's right to work law. That is a shift from Kaine's previous comments on the topic, as Ben Pavier with VPM News reports.
As the 2016 vice presidential candidate, Senator Kaine opposed adding a federal right to work law. But as governor, Kaine supported Virginia's law. He reiterated that stance as recently as this March. Speaking to reporters at the Virginia Chamber's Economic Summit this morning, Kaine said he thinks workers shouldn't be forced to join unions. But he said he also wants to prevent freeloaders from benefiting from union bargaining.
Is there a middle ground that could accomplish both things, eliminate the free ride without requiring somebody to join a union if they don't want to?
Governor Northam said last week that he doesn't foresee the state making any changes to the law this year, a stance that has angered some of his union supporters. Ben Pavier, WMRA News.
Also on Friday, Senator Kaine said the Democratic Party needs a presidential candidate who is pragmatic rather than ideological. Kaine also told reporters that he's skeptical of Medicaid for All plans.
I don't like the fact, frankly, that so many on the Dem side have gone and said we should have single payer. I don't think it's smart policy, and I don't think it's good politics.
Kaine has put forward legislation for a public option he calls Medicaid X. Kaine also says he's watching closely as House Democrats draft articles of impeachment against the president. He said that it's too soon to say how he'll vote if the Senate holds a trial, but he welcomes some Republican lawmakers' calls for the Senate to bring in witnesses.
I'm very fine with the notion of having witnesses, but what's good for the goose is good for the gander. The Republicans have people they want. There's people that I'd want to have.
Most Senate Republicans have signaled that they want to be cautious about which witnesses they allow to testify. If the House votes to impeach the president, the Senate hearings could begin next year. Finally today, on Tuesday, Rumors of War, that's a statue mirroring and challenging Confederate monuments, will be installed at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts in Richmond. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain has this preview.
The statue is modeled after one of Confederate General Jeb Stuart. It's the same size and structure, but features a black man with dreads and street clothes on the horse. The work will go outside the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts along Arthur Ashe Boulevard in the heart of Richmond's Arts District. Richmond's mayor and Governor Ralph Northam will be at the unveiling, and of course, artist Kehinde Wiley. Here he is speaking at the statue's initial reveal in New York City.
The story starts with going to Virginia, of course, and seeing the monuments that line the streets. But it's also about being in this black body.
Wiley says that when visiting Richmond, Confederate monuments gave him a sense of dread and fear, and that his statue is meant to broaden the idea of what it means to be American. I'm Mallory Nopain.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy your Monday.